Hey, let me ask you a question here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Would you name Michael Lowen as the Father of the Year? I know somebody who did, and he's in studio with me right now. He writes a weekly column. His name is Justin Adam Brown, and he's getting a ton of attention internationally from a number of different news and blog sites. Justin, how you doing, sir?
How you doing, Ralphie? I'm doing pretty good.
You got to be doing great with all this. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I know. It's been getting a lot of attention. Who knew? Honestly, I had no idea that Perez Hilton would have something to say about my column in the weekend.
Now, let me preface this. I can't stand Perez Hilton. I mean, let me tell you, Perez, don't tell me that you want to help out bullying, especially with gay kids, when you sit there on your blog and you force all these gay celebrities out of the closet. Complete hypocrite. He steals other people's works. He reports, and I use that term lightly, stories without citing any sources. He makes up stories in some cases. He's an idiot. But if you get linked on his blog, which is still one of the biggest blogs in the world, you get props on this show, and that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to give some props, obviously, to Mr. Brown, who's here. Again, he named Michael Lowen and Father of the Year. Let's start from the beginning, Justin. Why did you do this?
Well, Michael Lohan, everyone sees him on TV all the time, and he's always vilified by the media as being some horrible father. And to be honest with you, who knows Michael Lohan personally? I don't know Michael Lohan personally, so I can't say that he is a bad father, but I can understand where people are coming up with the idea that he's riding Lindsay's coattails. So before naming him a bad father, I wanted to get to know the guy. So I reached out to him, and I actually got to know the guy. And after spending a whole afternoon with him at his apartment, I can now call Michael Lohan my friend.
Out of all the different fathers in the world, in the country, why Michael?
Well, how many people do you know would go out into the media when they know that they're going to be scrutinized no matter what they say, when they just want to protect the name of their daughter? And that's all he's trying to do, is he's doing everything that he possibly can to protect his family, even though he knows that he's getting no good publicity out of it.
He's very open about his own trials and tribulations, the drug addictions and the whole nine, the time spent in jail as well, even though maybe he may be a changed man. And I do agree with you to an extent. I think the media does give him a bad rap that he doesn't necessarily always deserve. But do you think still, though, he is part of the reason why Lindsay is the way she is? Him and Dina both?
After getting to know Michael, and again, I did not have just a 20-minute interview with him where I just shot off some questions and he shot off some answers.
He spent an afternoon with him.
Yeah, I spent 3.5 hours with him where he told me pretty much his entire life story, things that were off the record that I wouldn't even mention in the column, and I really got to understand who he was and who he is now. And I definitely feel, and Michael agrees, that until him and Dina can come together, that they cannot move forward with helping Lindsay out.
Justin Adam Brown here on the Ralphie Radio Show. He named Michael Lowen Father of the Year and is getting international attention for it. All right, so Radar Online was the first to pick up this story. How'd they get a hold of it?
Well, Radar Online has a very good relationship with Michael Lohan. Michael will go to Radar Online exclusively so that people can know what's going on with him and his family, and they knew that he was awarded a Father of the Year award. They hit me up and they asked me why I seriously gave him a Father of the Year award.
And then Perez Hilton.
I did not contact Perez. Perez did not contact me. They must have saw it from Radar Online. He even saw that the media was talking about it, and he had something to say about it, too. And when I saw
it, gave you a little free ink? Gave you a little publicity?
He gave me a little publicity, which I'm, to be honest, I mean,
well, you definitely made a little bit of your name for yourself for it. And again, we got to congratulate you. It was a great move on your part, great networking. Way to go out to California, too, and meet up with Michael and the whole nine and get some ink. Congratulations, Justin Adam Brown. Again, if you haven't read his column, you could do so on the Ralphie Radio Show blog. We'll link to it right there. Justin Adam Brown, thanks a lot, buddy. Good luck.
Oh, thank you, Ralphie.